Today's object is a seated statue of Hatshepsut carved during the New Kingdom of Egyptian history. This statue, made of limestone and paint, tells the story of how, when it comes to family and politics, politics always wins. Queen, or as she would like to be referred to, King, Hatshepsut gained power during Dynasty 18 in a way that made many question her character. During Dynasty 18, the use of family to gain an edge in politics was common. In fact, Hatshepsut married her half-brother Thutmose II as his second wife because his first wife did not give him the number of sons that he wanted. Thutmose II, however, died, which caused his son Thutmose III to become pharaoh. Thutmose III, however, was too young to rule as he was only a baby, and that was when Hatshepsut saw her opportunity for power. Hatshepsut at first claimed that she was only taking over until Thutmose III was of age and could rule himself. She stayed true to this idea by referring to him as the true pharaoh. However, during the reign that was supposed to be of Thutmose III, she eventually claims her power and exerts herself as the true king. Hatshepsut is often referred to as the first female pharaoh, as she was the first to attain full power. Her reign was considered very successful. It was a time of great peace. During her reign, there were few military campaigns. Instead of exerting military power, Hatshepsut poured money into the arts. Her greatest achievement is considered the building of the temple at Deir el-Bahr, a complex of temples and tombs located on the west bank of the Nile. Deir el-Bahr is considered one of the great architectural wonders of ancient Egypt. Not only did she have the advancement in arts, but also successfully expanded trade. She authorized ivory, ebony, gold, leopard skins, and incense to be brought back to Egypt from a land once known as Punt. Hatshepsut reigned for 22 years, and eventually, when he was of age, she co-reigned with Thutmose III, even though it was apparent that she truly had all the power. Despite her achievements, many still question her legitimacy, leading to today's object. The seated statue of Hatshepsut depicts her wearing the ceremonial attire of the pharaoh, which includes the false building kilt. A bull's tail is also between her legs, but cannot really be seen in the statue. The bull's tail was meant to symbolize strength and power. In most of the statues of Hatshepsut, she is depicted in a very masculine way, as this was her way of showing that she is a pharaoh despite her being a woman. This statue, however, is more feminine when compared to others. The facial features are softer than how she is usually shown, and it's also the inclusion of breasts, which Hatshepsut usually did not want on statues of her likeness. The statue is missing the right forearm, and there are traces of blue pigment all over the statue, as some parts were painted blue. On the throne in hieroglyphics, it says, "The perfect goddess, lady of two lands, and Bali, daughter of Re." These are one of the only times that kingly titles are feminized when describing Hatshepsut. The statue was originally found in the mountain temple of Hatshepsut at Deir el-Bahr. The statue eventually damaged, and other works about Hatshepsut get destroyed because of the doing of Thutmose III. Many historians believe that he attempted to destroy works that included her because he wanted to erase any evidence of her reign as a way of erasing her from history. This results in historians knowing very little about Hatshepsut until 1822, when the hieroglyphics on the walls of Deir el-Bahr were decoded. Discovering evidence of Hatshepsut resulted in architectural expeditions. Carl Richard Lepus, a famous Egyptologist, acquired lower part of the statue when he went to Egypt. Lepus took back the lower part to Berlin in 1845. The head, left forearm, and parts of the throne were acquired by the Metropolitan Museum of Art in 1926. In 1929, the two parts of the statue come together in the museum. Lepus, acquiring the lower part of the statue in 1845 and taking it back to Berlin, is symbolic of the relationship that Egypt has with Europe during that time. During the early 1840s, a second war between Egypt and the Ottoman Empire is being fought as the Ottoman Empire is attempting to acquire lands it had already lost. This war, mostly fought in Syria, is between the Ottoman Empire and its allies such as Britain, and Egypt and its allies such as Spain. The war results in the Convention of London. The Convention of London was a treaty between Britain, Austria, Persia, Russia, and the Ottoman Empire, which states that Muhammad Ali and his descendants have permanent control over Egypt if Egypt remains a part of the Ottoman Empire. Muhammad Ali was very reluctant to agree to the conditions of the treaty. This caused him to face military pressures as Europe feared destabilization of the Ottoman Empire may affect them in a negative way. Muhammad Ali eventually agrees to the treaty, causing Egypt to become an Ottoman province. This treaty, along with parts of the statue being taken to Europe, to demonstrate how Egypt was becoming more connected with the rest of the world. Egypt was becoming its own entity, separated from the Ottoman Empire. People were interested in the history of Egypt by itself, not just the history of the Ottoman Empire. This showcases how Egypt is coming in terms of itself politically. Politically, Egypt is preparing around this time to split from the Ottoman Empire, as the people are identifying more with Egyptian identity and not the Ottoman identity. By parts of the statue being taken to Berlin, it demonstrates how other parts of the world are recognizing the power that Egypt has. To see the statue of Hatshepsut in its travels from Africa to Europe to the United States highlights how all the parts of the world are connected. From the great Queen Hatshepsut and her power to the statue being moved to the museum, Egypt was and will always remain an important part of the world.